Julius Caesar visits Britannia for the first time. Written and narrated by Tony Dawson. "What year is it?" asked Julius Caesar, turning to the nearest geezer, mounting guard upon the wall. "I feel I need a change from Gaul."
"It's 55 BC, came the reply.
"Goodness me, how time does fly, but what's all this about BC?
Ab urbe condita was good enough for me."
"Oh, BC is the latest thing, used by soothsayers and seers. It's all the rage among their peers. Ab urbe condita's so passé, as the Gauls are wont to say."
Caesar frowned and scratched his chin, not sure if he was being taken in.
"As I said, I'd like a change. Which places are in easy range?"
"Britannia's not that far away. We could pop over for the day."
"Right, let's call up a couple of legions, ones familiar with these regions. Let's take numbers 7 and 10. That'll give us plenty of men to occupy the beach at Dover. And if anyone's there, they can move over. It's late summer, so let's set off tomorrow. Got a swimsuit I could borrow?"
They spent the next day on their birim, rubbing in the latest sun cream. When they arrived, to their surprise, clouds were covering the skies, and yet the cliffs were crammed with Brits, all of whom were having fits at the sight of all those Romans. Caesar, after looking at the omens, took his men along to Walma, where the coastline looked much calmer. There he went ashore and said, "I'm Caesar." A Brit in woad responded, "Where's your visa? I thought you Romans were keen on laws. Don't forget, this land's not yours. Get back on board and disappear. And if you decide to come back next year, make sure you've got your papers with you, or you'll be standing in a queue until your gladius goes rusty. And I'm not kidding, trust me." Back on board, great Caesar spoke. "Next year I'm going to thump that bloke. Britannia's full of Jobsworths who are so smug. Next time I'll smack him in his ugly mug."